Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello, from CNN, I'm Taylor Galgano with the five things you need to know for Thursday, March 28th. The hearing in Fulton County, Georgia, over efforts to dismiss the state case against Donald Trump for election subversion, has ended without a ruling. The former president's legal team wants the case dismissed on the grounds that Trump's claims of a stolen election are protected political speech. Here's attorney Steve Sadow.
I don't think there's any question that statements, comments, speech, expressive conduct that deals with campaigning or elections has always been found to be at the zenith of protected speech.
But prosecutors pushed back, arguing that the communication from Trump related to the charges is not protected, and that his lies furthered a criminal conspiracy. The judge did not say when he would decide. But in a parallel case in Washington, D.C. back in December, a federal judge ruled that the First Amendment, quote, does not protect speech that is used as an instrument of a crime. A trial date has not been set, but the Fulton County District Attorney hopes to go to trial before November's election. The bodies of two men killed in the Baltimore bridge collapse have been recovered. Recovery efforts have been paused for the other four missing workers, who are presumed dead, because conditions are unsafe for divers. Once salvage operations clear the debris, divers will search for more remains. All 21 crew members are still on board the Dolly cargo ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, according to a senior official in India's Ministry of External Affairs. That official says 20 of them are in good condition and one was treated for minor injuries. And as for rebuilding, well, Maryland Governor Wes Moore said there's a very long road ahead.
This work is not going to take hours. This work is not going to take days. This work is not going to take weeks. We have a very long road ahead of us.
A judge sentenced the former crypto CEO Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in federal prison today. In November, a jury found him guilty on 7 counts of fraud and conspiracy for his role in the collapse of crypto exchange FTX. Although Bankman-Fried faced up to 110 years under federal sentencing guidelines, prosecutors were gunning for 40 to 50 years. Before the sentencing, Bankman-Fried admitted that he made, quote, a series of bad decisions as CEO, and said he was sorry for what happened to customers. But the judge said there was, quote, never a word of remorse for the commission of terrible crimes. Cases of Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, are on the rise in the U.S., according to the CDC. Data show there have been 511 cases reported this year as of mid-March, which is nearly twice as high as this time last year. That transmission rate is still well below the rate in 2022, though, when tens of thousands of cases were reported. But experts say transmission risks are on the rise, like the end of the public health emergency that slashed funding to manage the public health response. Coming up, the Pope's historic move emphasizing humility. Hey, welcome back. Pope Francis washed the feet of 12 women at a Rome prison today during a ceremony emphasizing humility. The religious ritual is done every year, but this is believed to be the first time the Pope washed only women's feet. CNN Vatican correspondent Christopher Lamb explains more.
Hey Taylor, so the foot washing ceremony is a special service that takes place on the Thursday before Easter and seeks to imitate Jesus Christ's washing of his disciples' feet the night before he died. Now, since his election, Pope Francis has really tried to put his stamp on this ceremony, which emphasizes humility and service, and he changed the church rules to officially include women in this ceremony, something that met resistance in the Vatican. Since his election in 2013, the Pope has taken this service out of Vatican territory, away from the papal basilicas, and over the years has washed the feet of prisoners, refugees, the disabled. Now, he led the ceremony today at Rebibbia prison in Rome, washing the feet of each of the women from his wheelchair in what were very moving and emotional scenes, with many of the women in tears as he washed their feet.
And that's a wrap. We'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern with more news.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.